Father, in Jesus' name, you will have grace upon you whom you'll have grace. It is so marvelous, your mercy. Oh, Lord, your faithfulness, Lord God, is unending. And Lord, thank you, God, for prayer. In Jesus' name, believing, you said the effectual prayer, the fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. And Lord, thank you for that evidence. Thank you, Lord God, for your protection, Jesus. And Lord, the enemy is out to steal and to kill and to destroy. But Lord God, you have set those aside. Oh God, under your wing, the cleft of the rock. Oh, hallelujah. Nothing is more mighty than your abiding love. Now, Lord, thank you, God. And your love's going to have to constrain today. Oh, my. I thank you for that. I'm glad we're glad. We should be glad. Lord, but by you, we hold together. We consist. And, Lord, I know you're going to tightly fit and compact us even a little bit more. Thank you for this love by the Holy Ghost. Thank you that we're in this age and in this time. And Lord, if it would only be today that we would just see you. But one thing, oh, what a day it will be. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, man, if you're boasting in the Lord today, you've missed it. I love him. He's parading out his jewels today. Take note. Take note. You can't touch what God has. You ain't going to touch what he's for. No way. Praise his name. Let's turn to Romans chapter 7. What a joy. Praise God. Romans chapter 7. Oh my, what a joy. Verse 18, here we go. For I know, and I pray you know this, we better know this with Paul. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, see, I know that is in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I find not. I can't find it. For the good that I would, I do not. I don't do it. And I wanted to. But the evil which I would not. Oh, the evil that I won't, that I do. And today, praise God, the Lord encouraged my heart for this sermon, the would not sin. The would not sin. The evil that I would not, that I do. The would not sin. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Don't look puzzled. We all know what the would not sin is. That's a sin I'd never do. That's a sin you'd never do. Oh, maybe that guy over there, that girl over there, they do it. But oh, I'll tell you what, not me. I don't do the would not sin. And I think what's so funny here is the one he chose to bring forth to talk about the would not sin, that was the Apostle Paul. The Apostle Paul was the guy who followed the law closer than anyone who's ever walked the face of the earth. He followed the law. Oh, he did. See, you say, well, what about Jesus? He fulfilled the law. Paul didn't fulfill the law, but he followed the law more than anyone ever. In keeping the law, there was no one close to him. It says in Philippians 3, verses 5 and 6, they pushed him to this moment. He said, I'll tell you what, if you think there's anything even in this finger pinky nail that I could do or you could do for God, you better get over it. Because there's nobody that tried to do more than I did.
And that's why I found out I was the chief of sinners in trying to do it. And here's what he said. Circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin. I mean, he could even, you know, bring back his pedigree. He knew exactly who he was, what he was born into. I'm just precisely good. I was born better than you. I knew it. Of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of the Hebrews. He wasn't just a Hebrew. He was a Hebrew of Hebrews. He was the Hebrew. Look at this. As touching the law, a Pharisee. Concerning zeal, persecuting the church. Touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. Now, this is this guy. So I'm going to ask you something here. If he was such a good law keeper when he was a sinner, then how could such evil come upon him as a believer? You ever think about that? Now, as keeping the law, there wasn't anybody like him. But now we get into Romans 7, and man, I'll tell you what, all this evil is coming upon him as a believer. What happened? You know what happened? See, when Paul was known as Saul, the devil left him alone. See, you want to just remain dead in your trespasses and sin? Devil gonna leave you alone. He got you right where he wants you to be, dead in sin, right? Steeped in that self-righteousness, the devil didn't need to do a thing. Saul was the devil's guy. But something happened. When Saul became Paul, God's anointed. Now, let me tell you something. I'm not giving the devil any credit here. It was the Lord. And see, the Lord wanted Paul not just to have a revelation on the road to Damascus. The Lord wanted Paul to grow up too. You understand that? So the Lord knew that, you know what? I got to have all of my strength magnified in Paul and not Paul's. And so God allowed the enemy, just like God allows the enemy in your life, to tempt Paul's flesh. Oh yes, he allows that. And Paul began to really know and began to see that all of the sin of man was right there in his flesh, even the would not sin. See, it wasn't just the good that he couldn't do, it was the evil that he would not. I mean, there was certain evil that Paul said, there's no way I'll ever do that. But that's what I do. Now, see, when we become Christians, you remember this, don't you, Christian? We want to see change, and we want to see change right away. Oh, we're out the gate. Got a new life. It's amazing and wonderful. Little baby just flailing around. You know what a little baby thinks? Well, Lord, I'm going to make that change. I'm so thankful for what you did. I'm going to make that change in me. I'm going to do it through my actions. I tell you, my faithfulness, I'm going to have accountability. All those good words that, boy, the enemy will really put those right in there. Your faithfulness and your accountability and your good works, and you're in a bad way. You're in a bad way. Oh, yes, you are. All the good I would is what that is. And what does Paul tell you about all the good that you would? All the good that you would, what happens to that? You don't do it. Oh man, I had grand plans for my grand life, and there I can't do a one. Huh? Oh yeah. And the reason is because God's not going to let you waste your life in self-righteousness. God loves you too much for that, Christian. And praise be to God, the would not sin is coming. Oh, yeah, it is. Oh, yes. Oh, thank you, Lord. See, without the would not sin, brothers and sisters, we would never know. But for the grace of God, there go I. See, that's not just a saying. That's a heart that when you say that, it should just be wrenched with thanksgiving. That he loved a wretch like me. Oh, man. This is sinful flesh through and through. And praise be to God, I am what I am by the grace of God. By the grace of God. By the grace of God. Now, let's really get this today. Remember David? David is a young man, beautiful. Amen. Exuberant. Oh, what a passion, a vessel of faith and love. I love David. Tended sheep, destroyed a giant in the name of the Lord God of hosts. Sat there, just a kid with a slingshot and a stone. Everybody wants that faith. Amen. It didn't seem hard for David at all. And I'm serious. I heard that song and it's true. You could hear all of the Hebrews, they're all that armor that they had, it was rattling because they were shaking so much because of that giant. He's walking out there. And he told them, didn't he? What are you doing? I mean, this is passion. This is confidence in God. And I'll tell you, he had it more than anybody. He danced before the Lord. He wanted that ark more than anything. We're bringing the presence of God right in. We'll get into David's tabernacle, a sweet sister encouraged my heart in it. I think we'll have some. Oh, David's tabernacle. Oh, yeah, he had one. Just a tent. And I love how sister said, and there was no courts, just the Holy of Holies. So this is the guy we're talking about. This is the heart of this one we're talking about. It seemed like David never did anything wrong. Truly a man after God's own heart, but God wanted more. And yes, he did. And God wanted to rid David of any thought that it was David's faithfulness or David's might or it's because David was a good guy. And here came the would not sin. Oh, yes, it did. It came. Oh, and it came a flooding in. And I'll tell you what, it was evil that I am confident that David never thought that he'd ever do. But he did. But he did. There was fornication. There was adultery. He even murdered the most faithful. Truly, think about Uriah and the testimony. He had the most faithful of heart of all his mighty men, maybe. That guy would not even go in to see his wife. David tried to concoct that plan. I mean, it was just evil upon evil upon evil. I'm going to hide it. I'm going to cover it. I'm going to do all of these things. But and so it just ends up, well, I'll murder him. Then, if that wasn't it, he tried to just deny that maybe that evil was just a little lapse. That really, you know, David wasn't going to understand that his life was all the grace of God. And you know what God did? He brought the word of God right to him. And he said, David, you're the man. You're the man. Honey, the sin in the flesh is all right there in your flesh, David. Without me, you can't do a thing. David really found out at that time, I chose you, honey, because I love you. Yeah. I keep you because I love my grace. David, without the would not sin, you'll never be in the state of heart to write all of those wonderful psalms of mercy that I'm going to have sing right through you. Oh, come on now. I hope this gets deep, deep cuts today for all of us. Amen. Peter had to face the same thing, didn't he? Oh, yes, he did. He said, Jesus. Now, these other fellas here, they're good guys. But I'm never going to turn away from you. I'll never turn away from the truth. I'll never deny you, Lord. Jesus said, oh, honey, devil's going to sift you like wheat, son. Peter didn't even hear that. Jesus is talking to him. Tell him the word of God, just like the word of God is talking to you right now. Better hear it. Know this. Don't be caught unawares. understand the word of God for you in your life. Peter didn't get it. I think if the Lord told you right now, hey, the devil's going to sift you like, what? Wait a second here. I'd fall to my knees. I'd praise the Lord. Lord, I need you. I need you. Peter thought, well, you just really don't know my heart. Oh. But Jesus wasn't alarmed. Why? I prayed for you, son. I already have prayed for you. I'm just telling you, but I already prayed for you. I was thinking, when did Jesus pray for him? Ages past. Ages past. Before he ever set a star in heaven, he's praying for us. If this word is real, if God is God, that's truth. And I'll tell you what, the word is real and God is God. And that's truth. Will you let it inspire you? Will it be your life? Will it be your song? Will it be your joy, your reason for life? See, that's called love, desire, passion. Man, I love you. I didn't choose you because you were mighty. I didn't choose you because you had a lot of numbers. I chose you because I loved you. Why can't we get that, you know? Well, flesh. But this changes it. Not flesh, but it changes your perception because it brings faith. Praise God. All right. So, we know Peter, the guy who, look, Jesus, I'm never going to leave you. I'm never going to walk away from the truth. I'll never deny it. And then Peter met face to face with the would not sin. When he said, I don't know him, it's the same thing as saying, I don't know the truth. I reject it. I never was in it. I was never with it. I know none of us could say that ever, could we? But for the grace of God. Amen. But for the grace of God. Amen, brother. This will make you thankful if you'll take this message. Like maybe you've never been thankful before. Now, I'll tell you what I say. I say, thank you, Jesus. I know that I'm the man. Do you know that you're the man? Just like David. Do you really know it? Do you know that you're your grace's man? Your grace's woman? I'll tell you what, I'm praying right now, Lord. I'm about ready to explode. I got to watch with the heartbeat thing here. I don't even want to look at it. Now, I go on and on. We could even talk about... I was thinking about old Timothy. You have to think about Paul had to come to him, encourage him. Timothy, stir up the gift that's in you by the laying on of my hands. You know, and I was thinking, you know, I'll never forget receiving the Holy Ghost that night up at church camp. You know, Jerry Tabor came and prayed with me. I didn't really know who it was or anything. I just know that for years I sought to be filled with the Holy Ghost, and I was just discouraged. And I was praying. I said, oh, Jesus, fill me with the Holy Ghost. And I'm telling you, I felt this hand just touch my back and bang. And I was speaking in another language just like that. Later, when I came out, came down, I don't know what you say, came around. It was old sweet Jerry. I thought, same thing with Timothy. Timothy got to seek the infilling of the Holy Ghost with the Apostle Paul. Can you imagine that? He sat down with him and prayed with him. Now, let me tell you something. It don't have to be the Apostle Paul. It's the same Holy Ghost. And that infilling is just the same. But here he comes to him, and you think about that encouragement. The Apostle Paul was praying with him to receive the Holy Ghost. But he let it die. He got to a point where he just let it be discouraged. You remember the times that you were just singing on the mountaintop. But I'm never going to come off of this thing. Then came the would not sin. I lost my joy. I want to lose my joy. I know I need him all the time. Always. Now, let's wrap it up. It's time to rejoice. If you haven't rejoiced yet, it's time. Here we go. Ones that might be here today that are stuck, like old Paul. He was stuck in the would not sin. I believe today is a miracle for you. It's time to break out. See, knowledge and faith, listen to that. Knowledge and faith overcome every time. Every time. Knowledge and faith. And I'll tell you something now. You know. You know this. You do. You say, well, who do you think you are? I know who God is. And I know his word does not return void unto him. And I know that we know. And I know we know why he allowed it now. And I know we know the purpose in it now. He didn't send me and bring me to the place of the to destroy me. He brought me to this place to save me from my own self-righteousness. You know, praise God, brothers and sisters, we know this. All the sin of all men is right there in that flesh. The closest thing to you, think of that. He covered you in it. He covered you in. Matter of fact, I always thought it was kind of funny. Now I really understand now. You know what the largest organ in your body is? Your skin. Your flesh. That only God could do something like that. When you really get it. Do you think he's afraid of it? Don't you be afraid of it. Don't you be afraid of your own flesh. Don't. It's a camel he gave you. That's why you sit here today. That's why by the grace of God, you've bent the knee to say, Lord, I need you. If you had the flesh that you thought you'd love to have, you wouldn't be here. It was just like sweet Paul. He said, Lord, take these thorns from me. If you take this thorn, I'll worship you like I should. I'll be the Christian I need to be. He said, oh, Paul, if I take it, you'll miss my best. You'll be receiving the glory and not me. You'll not understand that wound, praise God, that you need to have to keep me near this side. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But I'm going to tell you something. Even though it's the closest thing to you, it's not you. It's not. Now, wait a second. The inner man, the new man is you. Do you really understand that? Yes, Christ lives in you. Sure, that sin is right there, close and near. But I'm going to tell you something. He keeps you. If he didn't keep every one of us, I'll tell you what, we'd be done. He keeps you in it, he keeps you through it, and he keeps you from yielding to it. And I thank God, greater is he that is in me than, and I'll say it this way, than he, this flesh even, that is in the world. See, we're not ignorant of this plan of God, the purpose, the two natures. I got new man. I know who I am. That's the life that doesn't sin and cannot sin. You keep looking at this exterior, I feel sorry for you. See Christ in me. Christ in me. Now, see with that, I'm aware. See, knowledge and the knowledge of Christ is power. It's power, all powerful. And as I know more, and I grow up into who I am in Christ, I walk in the newness of that life, don't I? And I get in large steps, not because I'm such a good guy. It's because I've got such a graceful God. And I get it. I get it that he has won the victory. He has won the victory over all sin and death. And he doesn't just sit at the right hand of God. He lives in me. And think of this. He lives in me. And he is the one that has power over all flesh. The word of God says that. He has power over all flesh and he lives in me. He has power over all flesh and that includes my flesh. So I've got the power over all flesh that lives in me. And Jesse's flesh is part of all flesh. And he's got the power over it. Did that just quicken you a little bit? So now, praise God, this is something, and I love this. Now, honeys, we're going to be tempted. It's just going to happen. I was frustrated and irritated with myself the other day. I thought, Lord, I hate to doubt. I mean, I'm just on this high of believing God and praising God, and here comes a little doubter. You know, it's just there. And it's like, you know, that irritates me. Not because of me, but because of you, Lord. And then he quickened me right with this. Honey, that's the beautiful battle. But you have knowledge, son. You're not unaware of this. You're grown up in this by the grace of God. Not because you're anything, but because I'm everything. And I've given you grace to take the helmet of salvation and to stand. Amen. And to walk. And I thank God as I was reminded of that. I said, now here. Flesh. You can talk to that flesh. Now flesh. Your feelings are just a lie. Oh, ho, ho. Come on. Your feelings are just a lie. Because I'm going to tell you something, flesh. The truth is the very righteousness of God. The very righteousness of God is all I am.
Amen. Amen.
We've been made it. Hallelujah for him. And my life, because I have and I've been made the very righteousness of God in him, my life lives by faith. My life lives by faith. My life does not live by feeling. But yet sometimes I feel, but that's not what my life lives by. So what does that even matter? Because that's not me. My life lives by faith. It can be lied to that it's living by feeling. Or by sight. But I'm assured, and you are too, Christian. My life lives by the faith of the Son of God who loves me. He loves me. Who loves me. Who loves me. Remember that. That's why. Who loves me. Who loves me. Who loves me. And gave himself for me. Jesus' name, Jesus' name, Jesus' name. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we come and we thank you. And Lord, we thank you. As Paul rejoices at the end here, he says, oh, thank you, Jesus. With the law, with the mind, I serve the law. But with the flesh, sin. I thank you. Lord, we're not ignorant. We have knowledge. And thank you, the knowledge of Jesus Christ is the power of his love, the power of his life, the power of his might. And Lord, I thank you, God, that we do. We rise up. And Lord, we stand and withstand and having done all to stand. And I thank you, Lord, you've assured us that we are more than conquerors through Christ who loved us. I thank you, Lord, that we don't fear what man can do unto me, because my Lord, my God, he's for me. And I thank you, Lord, that truly greater is he, Christ in me. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And we give you all the praise until we see you face to face. In Jesus' name. Oh, Jesus.
Praise in Jesus' name. Thank you, God.